The Reserve Bank says a flexible labour market and growth in the services sector is helping save jobs. The bank's Assistant Governor, Christopher Kent, says a combination of falling immigration, slower wages growth and a shift towards the services sector is holding the jobless rate reasonably steady. The most recent official July jobs numbers showed an increase in unemployment to 6.3%. The Reserve Bank has forecast that is about as high as the jobless rate will get. The Pilbara-based miner Atlas Iron has recorded a full-year loss of $1.4 billion. That's a staggering turnaround from its $14 million profit last year. The company has attributed the loss to write-downs and asset impairments worth almost $1.1 billion, but it also says the sharp drop in global iron ore prices during the year has affected the company's bottom line, sending revenue down 35%. Despite the losses, shares in Atlas Iron rose today. Whitehaven Coal and Tabcorp were boosted by their strong full-year results. Energy stocks like Santos took a big hit. Losses in the energy sector pushed the broader Australian share market lower. The All Ordinaries Index lost 0.5%. The ASX 200 Index fell slightly more. Spot gold prices are pushing up in the Asian session. Crude oil prices fell again overnight. West Texas crude oil hit a six-year low. The Australian dollar is worth 73.75 US cents.